I'm Brian Myers.
I'm Mike Ritalik.
I'm Becky Haddad.
And this is OwlPellets, a podcast featuring tips for ag teachers. We are your agricultural education resource across the web, sharing research-based tips and tackling the tough questions facing agriculture teachers every day.
Hey, OwlPellets, this is Brian. I am here with Mike and Becky, and we are once again by the OwlPellet, and we are excited to talk with some great friends of ours about plant systems, about how we make things, you know, we're always worried about how we make things grow, how we do that in our curriculums. We are excited about that. Jay and Trent, welcome to OwlPellets.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, we are excited to have you here with us today. Jay, why don't you get us started off, introduce yourselves to this audience of thousands of people who listen to OwlPellets every single day, and then Trent, you can do the same.
The number keeps going down.
It was a million a little bit ago, wasn't it? Yeah. So
it's actually mainly spouses and kids.
Yeah. My dad listens. Yeah.
Okay, and parents.
Well, thank you for having us. My name is Jay Salmson. I'm an assistant professor of agriculture education at Illinois State University, which is in Normal, Illinois, kind of in the middle of our state. I'm starting my fourth year at Illinois State, but my 22nd year in ag education. So I've been around a few years. I taught high school for 17 years. I worked on our ag education state staff for a year then prior to coming to Illinois State. I teach a variety of ag ed classes at Illinois State, our intro to ag ed course, managing teaching ag labs course, foundations of ag education and youth development courses, as well as some ag mechanics courses on campus. And my research primarily deals with teacher recruitment and retention. So Trent, if you want to introduce
yourself. I'll just point out that he has been very adamant to say Illinois State University each time, not just to say ISU, because we had a great conversation about there was this other ISU in the room that we won't talk about, the Iowa State, Illinois State, who goes first. It was a little contentious in here, folks. I will just share with you that there was some contention going on.
Have to arm wrestle for that. Yep.
Yeah. We are the original, though. Illinois State was founded before Iowa State. So just want to point that out to everybody. So,
ouch. We thought we had it settled, and then last minute he comes in with the roundhouse.
Yes.
Yeah. Boom.
I'm going to take the high road.
Trent, bring us back home. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I ISU.
So, my name is Trent Wells. I am an assistant professor of agricultural education at Murray State University in southwestern Kentucky. I just joined the faculty here earlier this month, but before this appointment, I served as an assistant professor of ag ed at Southern Arkansas University in the southwest corner of Arkansas. Was there for 4 years. My primary coursework focus to this point has been agricultural mechanics from the technical ag side with a little bit of teaching methods thrown in there. My new role has taken me more into teaching an introduction to agricultural education course, focusing on some more general methods of teaching agricultural education courses, as well as some graduate coursework. I'm also responsible for helping to plan and implement professional development activities for ag teachers from across the country. I was a high school ag teacher for 3 years, and I strongly value the teaching and learning of technical agriculture skills, so much so that that's my primary research focus.
Cool. All right, well, we are looking forward to having a great conversation with y'all. Tell us, Jay, give us a quick overview of the topic for today, if you would, please.
Sure. So the paper that we're going to talk about is all about what technical agricultural skills, particularly in the plant science pathway, do. And we focused our population on Illinois and Iowa teachers. So what are some of those skills that they need to be able to teach within their plant science courses? So whether that's going to be an agronomy, a general plant science class, horticulture class, and so forth. Kind of the idea behind this was actually from a need. I began teaching this class called Managing and Teaching Ag Labs course at Illinois State. And it was very much AgMech heavy. And what we were discovering is some of our students weren't necessarily, like, they had the AgMech, but they weren't getting some of the plant and animal and some of those other technical ag skills. So we kind of asked ourselves, you know, what are some of the things that they need to learn before they teach high school? And that's where the kind of the idea for this project came from. I went to my good colleague here, Dr. Wells. He had done some great work with some ag mechanics in a similar type project. So that's where this project kind of came from.
So tell us a little bit about the skills and maybe the types of categories of skills that, you know, we would maybe prioritize. You know, certainly depending on the types of courses that we have and those things, there's not enough time to do everything and do everything well. And so how do we prioritize and think about these skill sets?
Yeah. So what we actually had to do is we used a Delphi method to do this. We got some ag teacher experts in these areas, and we had to kind of narrow it down of what they felt were important. We actually brought on someone who teaches strictly plant science and horticulture classes to be kind of our content expert. And he helped us when we got this huge list of, you know, we had 129 items we had to go down, and I think we ended up with 82 that meant the consensus within our study. So they helped help us classify it. I think we had 10 different areas that we classified in. So, you know, general plant science skills, what are different types of equipment, tools, technology, plant production, floor culture, propagation, greenhouse, landscape, and so forth. So we kind of broke it down into some of those areas. So, you know, because a lot of us maybe we'll teach a general plant science course, but at least within Illinois, we're getting a lot of general greenhouse management courses, floricultural courses, landscaping courses. So we wanted to break it down. So if you have a particular course, what are some of the skills that you can teach in there? I don't know if Dr. Wells, you have anything to add?
Only to state that this was part of a larger project. I don't think this has been previously mentioned, where in addition to exploring the plant systems avenue, we spent some time in exploring the animal system skills as well.
So, and you'll be able to read that paper in the next issue of the Journal of Ag Education.
Look at that cliffhanger. Yep. Stay tuned for more exciting stuff. So I really appreciate the focus you had here on skills that are needed. So I think sometimes, especially in the plant area, we make it very academic. We go back and we talk about, you know, the how cells divide and reproduction and sexual and asexual reproduction and all those kind of things in there. And we might accidentally lose some of our CTE focus that we have in agricultural education that really is skill based in plant science, which I would argue might be part of the reason why some of our students don't get as excited about plant science as they will about animals, because they don't have, you know, nice fluffy little animals to pet to do this. So when you go back here, what's your recommendation for teachers how to use this skills list as we're trying to develop our local programs to not only, you know, enrich the students' experience, but also get them motivated and excited about what they're doing in the plant systems area?
Yeah, I mean, when you actually look at the study, and it is in kind of a priority type list of agreement by our experts, but I think maybe starting at the beginning of the list and kind of looking at, okay, what are some of the skills that I can incorporate? Like the number one skill, which you look at, is kind of interesting, is record keeping within plant systems, like making sure that, you know, that the teacher's competent, but also teaching record keeping to the students. Then you get to some of the more technical stuff. So identifying parts of the plant, how to calculate landscape inputs, selecting crops, transplanting. And it's really kind of all over the place with what category that it might fit in. So, you know, taking this list and then kind of prioritizing, because we all know we have limited time in the classroom, right? So we have 45 minutes a day, and a lot of times some of these classes are only a semester. So, you know, look at some of the general things. I think another thing to mention is we kind of base this upon the AFNR career cluster and the different pathways. So when we look at those standards, and this is kind of meant to be a supplement to that document, is specifically, you know, we have these standards, but what specific skills can we teach within there that make students are going to be competent, you know, to do some of these skills within this pathway?
I think you see a list of 82 skills and you're like, oh, that's a lot. Like you see the number 82 in the list and you go, oh, but there's what, 180 days in a school year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's, I mean, if you have a full year class, which you might not, but even if it's a semester, like, oh, a skill a day feels a little more manageable than like 82 skills. But at the same, like, so when we're thinking about the teaching it, if thinking about, you know, okay, I got to stay a day ahead of my students. All right, I can learn a skill a day. That's not often how we get it, though. So when we think about where we're getting these skills and where we're learning these skills, what are some of the things that we can think about as we're thinking, like, how do I get the info to make sure I'm teaching this stuff? If maybe either we need to think about what's happening in pre-service programs, or how do I get it through professional development?
Trent, you want to tackle this one? Or you
want to... Yeah. So, well, you know, part of what we did whenever we collected our data was we actually asked teachers what were the experiences that helped to inform them about how to prioritize this list? You know, what are those things that should be included? What are those things that should not be included? We found that it was interesting that a lot of times it was just a lot of trial and error, that just they got in there, tried to teach it, figured out that this was something that I really do need to teach, or for some of those things that didn't meet the list, it seemed that it may have come across as, well, I found that wasn't really very important, or our workforce development data didn't really support that inclusion or anything like that. But a lot of times it was some of those things that they picked up from doing FFA activities, prepping kids for contests and stuff like that. Or some of them even brought in the notion that it was their experience when they did some ag industry work, maybe in a past life, or maybe some undergrad internships and things like that, that helped to inform the importance of this skill for teaching in their own classroom.
One of the things I appreciate, and Becky's right, I think 82 is like,
whoa. Becky's what?
Oh, wait. You heard it.
We'll edit that out. You know, the other thing that I appreciate with the paper is you broke it out into 10 categories, and 10 categories are maybe a little bit more bite size. Or Trent, you were just talking about potential activities, and I see a lot of these skills that you're talking about are part of maybe a more comprehensive package. And so what's one activity, what's a project that students can do in the classroom that can, they can work through several of these skills maybe at a single time. And so, you know, it doesn't feel like they're just set aside and we're going to go through this checklist and today we're going to do this skill, tomorrow we're going to do this skill. But if we do this project and you do it well, you're going to be developing a variety of skills kind of along at the same time. And so anything come to mind with maybe activities or projects that as you were working through this that you may have learned about or that you've seen in your roles that could help develop these skill sets and that teachers might be able to use to help develop those?
I think that's a good question. You know, I think a lot of times, me and you kind of alluded to this, but you take some of those general categories and you might have something specific within a class. And I'm looking at the list right now, but you know, there's a part in there that talks about, and these are all kind of, it was kind of interesting. They're really close to each other in the number that agreed on this, but like working with insects, working with weeds, working with pests, and where we could include that within an integrated pest management unit and doing some type of projects. And that one's very, you know, at least within the state of Illinois, very connected to our agronomy contest, right? So it's something that, you know, if you're teaching some of those concepts and how then you could, you know, do some different projects. You could incorporate this into a lot of different classes too, but then you can also, you know, apply that knowledge to different career development events. So I think there's an opportunity there to incorporate that some of the stuff. So maybe you don't have time to do everything, but it could be, you know, bits and pieces could be incorporated into, you know, yeah, certain projects you can do with them, but then also through the career development event aspect.
Well, I think we have to remember, we as ag teachers, we have this great resource that so many other teachers on our campuses don't have, being our laboratory facilities. And we need to remember that those are teaching tools. And nothing gets me as frustrated as when you're going out to go visit a student teacher and they're like, oh, wait a minute, you can't come that day. I'm not teaching. We're going to be out at the land lab. I'm like, then what are you doing? You know, there's number one is they actually are teaching. They just don't see it as teaching, which is a problem. We need to let them see that you are teaching out there, and that's where you can learn these skills in those facilities that we have, and then making sure that we're communicating that not only to our parents and community and administrators, but also communicating that to the students. That, you know, you may not be at a desk in a classroom, but you're still learning as you're trying to develop the skill in the lab setting. That lab setting may be ag mechanics or plants or animals or whatever else is going on, a garden, whatever it may be, but being intentional about developing this particular skill that's on this list that they, while they're out there in that laboratory facility.
But also to what Jay said, like when multiple of these skills are happening at the same time, I think we can get a little bit intimidated by the fact that a skill takes practice.
Yeah.
And it's not just like, oh, hey, I told you this thing you need to know. You got it, right? Like we're good. Like, but we can get so scared away by how long it can take to really develop that skill. When if we think about what's kind of the package of skills and what are the things that we can really do to develop that with our students, and how do we kind of get comfortable with letting them practice that, I think that can really be transformational in our teaching as well.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, Trent mentioned this in his work as providing professional development with teachers. I see this list as those of us here at the University of Florida, we're able to use our teacher professional development as an extension program and utilize the resources of extension, but not every state can do that. But most ag ed programs, we have a teacher professional development mandate or opportunity that we have. We should use a list like you guys have created to really focus on building some of these plant system skills that probably none of us on this call should be the one teaching that particular workshop, but we go ahead and we walk next door or down the street to find one of our plant science faculty members, help them better understand what ag teachers are doing in the high school classroom, and team teach that with, you know, with an ag ed faculty member and a plant sciences or agronomy or horticulture, whoever it is, faculty member, together with ag teachers to help them build the skills, because our ag teachers just aren't, number one, ag teachers aren't coming in with as many skills as they used to have from, because we didn't have the experience. And number two, the number of skills that we can possibly teach in an ag program has just grown exponentially between agronomy and animal science. And now you have horticulture and turf grass and biotechnology. There's no way you can have all those. And so I think this needs to be more of a focus of our teacher professional development, focusing on skill development in addition to some of the other things that we're currently doing with our teacher professional development.
I would agree with you.
Well, and it's a different, it's a paradigm shift, and we have to decouple, I think, at times. We can think about, you know, that soil CDE, the agronomy CDE, as being an assessment for all of our students that are in the class, instead of cherry picking four or five students that I'm going to work with and develop those skill sets for the purpose of the contest. Flip that, we're going to develop those skills with all of our students in our classroom. We're going to give them the lab experience. We're going to allow them to develop those skills. And for those that either see it, are excelling in that area or have a further interest, then as an extension of that learning, well, first of all, internally, we can use it as an assessment. And then extension of the learning becomes that CDE. It becomes those other opportunities outside of the classroom. And too many times we decouple those, and, you know, we're only going to go to the contest and the event or that activity because it's a contest and we got to go win it, rather than measuring and helping us understand the skill sets that should be part of that whole process.
Well, we've talked a lot before about, you know, using CDEs as a curriculum development tool. Because as I look through the list of skills that you all have found out here, this should not only inform our instruction, should also inform those CDEs. And a lot of these skills are already in the CDEs. And so as a teacher, if I'm trying to learn and grow in this area, I have kind of a skill set and shows me how to frame the skill development for my students so that I can help utilize your all's research that you've done here to build the skills in my students already for me. And I might not be a plant science person, so I may not know this, but it gives me an idea of how to go about and framing this for my students to do this.
So what's next for this work?
You know, looking at it overall, like I said, personally, I wanted to do it to see what I should be teaching in my Ag Labs class. So I've actually used this list, and I've used the animal science list to kind of, I don't know, so dictate, but guide, like, what are some of the things that we're doing. I've also shared this list with my other agriculture faculty within my department. So, you know, going down and making sure, hey, what are you doing in your labs? What are you making sure that our ag ed students going out who are going to be teachers, what are they getting? Maybe here's some of the things that you can think about to maybe incorporate. But, you know, kind of the next step with this, as we talked about, let's do some purposeful professional development. And that might guide some of the things that we're doing in both Iowa and Illinois. You know, so sharing this information with the stakeholders and the people who are in charge of, you know, state staff who are in charge of professional development to cut, you know, kind of guide some of that as well. So that's where I think. Dr. Wells, you have anything to add?
Well, I think beyond that, so at this point, from a AFNR pathways perspective, we've addressed power structural and technical systems, animal systems, plant systems. It looks like there's value in continuing to move through some of these pathway areas and continue defining those technical skill aspects.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we look forward to all that work. We already got the one teaser that the animal systems one is coming. So we will be looking forward to that and then getting a chance to have a conversation with both of you about that great work. Jay Solomonson from the original ISU. Trent Wells from Murray State, thank you both very much for being here with us today on Owl Pellets. We encourage everybody to interact with us and with you on all of our social media channels and look forward to the continued conversation to let us know how you are using the great work done by these fine folks in your own classrooms, as well as, you know, the question Mike had, what's next? What more do ag teachers need? And I know all of us in agricultural education here at the university level want our research to be guided by solving real-world problems in the high school classroom, and we can only get that when you communicate that back with us. So, Jay and Trent, thank you all so very much for being with us here today on Owl Pellets.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Owl Pellets. Check out our website for more information on this topic and to learn more about our guests. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to stay connected. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you'll never miss an episode. For Mike and Becky, this is Brian here by the Owl Pellets saying thank you, and we look forward to seeing you again on another episode of Owl Pellets, Tips for Ag Teachers.